Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
Give us an idea of how social media has evolved over the last decade.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's a huge subject, this. Social media is an absolute monster. It wasn't always this way. It's had up and down history over the past two decades. If we go back to the mid-1990s, that was when some of the bigger sites that we now know and love were around, such as eBay, Yahoo, Amazon. That was...
It's interesting you say that. I'd never have thought of eBay as a social media, really.
Yeah, I mean, eBay and now obviously the likes of YouTube, which was originally meant for, you know, a specific purpose. Some of those are now some of the biggest search engines globally. So the seeds that were planted were obviously a specific purpose, but now they've actually become networks of people using those tools.
It's amazing.
But yeah, so some of those big sites that have been around from the 1990s were really getting people used to using online, you know, search engines and e-commerce. But it wasn't until the late 1990s to early 2000s where we really started to see social media come about with the likes of MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn. That was when social media as we know it today really started to rise from the ashes, as it were. Moving on from the sort of mid-2000s to now, we've really seen a huge increase in use of social media online, and that's for a number of reasons, which I'm sure we'll come on to. But it's a lot richer now in terms of video, in terms of imagery. A lot of people are using this literally not on a weekly or a monthly basis, but literally on an hourly basis. So yeah, it's really grown over the last couple of decades.
So what are the key factors of social media? What are the features that have dragged us through the time?
Yes, yeah, so I mean, again, the functionality and the growth of social media has come about really for several reasons. Originally, again, you know, going back through the decades to the mid-1990s, it was really a one-way street. So this was the online diaries and blogs where people could put the sort of things they were feeling on a day-to-day basis. Maybe, you know, they go on holiday and they write about their holiday and post some nice imagery.
Were these less interactive?
100% less interactive. Really, this was a one-way street.
Right.
So you would be able to post information up and you wouldn't have the ability to share, to comment, to do anything like that, you know, that we take for granted.
So this really was just writing in my diary, but my diary was online and public.
That really was, yeah. And as we've seen, you know, over the last sort of decade, that has come on leaps and bounds. And really, because of the advancements in the internet and the connectivity speeds, as well as the advancements of the technology that people are using, such as mobile devices and the integration of devices such as cameras, you know, within the iPhones, etc.
Which I guess has allowed this industry to expand into videos, photographs and so much more.
It has. It's really exploded, especially over the last 5 to 10 years. With the advancements of the camera technology within the mobile devices, and also with some of the apps such as Instagram, Pinterest, allowing people to take pictures and movies on the move and upload them in real time.
With things moving so fast in the social arena, if you like, where do you see this going in the next few years?
Yes, so I mean, obviously no one knows for sure, but there are definite trends that are emerging now. In terms of real-time technologies that are currently being used, such as real-time video. So you've probably logged on at Facebook you know, at some stage and had you know, either one of your friends or a famous celebrity actually filming themselves live and streaming it live from where they are. So there's going to be a lot more live feeds, if you like, from the video side of things. But there's also, you know, the integration of devices such as cameras, such as phones, etc., with the software layer on top, has allowed us to generate a world of augmented reality. So you're going to see a lot more of apps actually interacting with real time, you know, and real life scenarios. The perfect example of that is Pokemon Go. What we've seen there is, you know, an absolute craze of augmented reality and the ability for the app to be able to allow people to search for animated characters, but in real life through the functionality of the camera.
So again, the Pokemon Go phenomenon for want of a better word, that's considered social media as well?
Yeah, I mean, social media is a lot broader than it used to be. And really, any app or any functionality on a device that gives you the ability to be able to interact with other people and socialise in a social way over the internet is now becoming part of the social media field.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.